Good morning.
Good morning. Judy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud could chat a food. She looks personal. Liakta, L'Shem, Yote, Babate. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, La'ihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Pananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Pananehu. Our first step in this day of connect day three of the month of Nisan, which connects to the day of Sivan, is to connect to the permutation of the Tetragrammaton for the month of Sivan, which is Yud Vav Heh Heh, and the Echye permutation is Aleph Yud Heh Heh. Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey.
Walker.
The two letters have created the month of Sivan. Please mute your phones because I'm getting some background static. The two letters are the Resh and the Zayin, and this spells the Hebrew word Raz, which translates as secret. Raz has a gematria of 207. Which is the Hebrew word for light. And since the Torah was given in the month of Sivan, we have this clear understanding. What is the secret? It is the wisdom of the Torah. It's the light of the Torah. The Resh created the planet Kohav, which is Mercury. Kohav is spelled Kafvav Kafbet. Its essence is Kafvav, is Hashem's gematria of his name. Kafbet is the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Kohav is the unity of light and best. Kohav not only means Mercury, but it also means star. And I don't mean the star out of Hollywood, but the stars in the sky. The Zion created the astrological sign of Gemini, or Teumim in Hebrew, which translates as the twins. The essence of the month of Sivan is that of the duality. And there are many dualities in our life, male and female, plus and minus, light and vessel. Ultimately, all of these dualities will unify into one. And this is the instructions of the Torah that teaches us how to do this. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha. Tati Zerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Taharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Petet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Kasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Da'el Adata Het Kuf Bet Bet Dunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zobre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Bezayan Kuf. We stop here and connect to the permutation of Hashem's name. Yo-ah, hey, yo-ah, hey, yo-ah, hey, yo-ah, hey, 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 hey. We also connect to the letters Resh and Zion, Raz, Resh, Zion. Yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, Raz, Resh, Zion. Yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, ah, hey, hey. 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 Shavatenu kabel Ushmat yakatenu Yo deata alumot. The Sefer Yetzirah has given us various relationships, and these relationships help us to understand and to create the unity within the physical world. The planet Mercury, called Kohav in Hebrew, is also used to refer to the stars in the sky. And note, when permutating this word, that the first two letters have a gematria of 26, Kohav, which represents the light of the tetragrammaton, the light of fulfillment. And the second two letters, Kohbet, have a gematria of 22, representing the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And in essence, these 22 letters represent the totality of all vessels. This is the unity of the light and the vessel, the spiritual and the physical, male and female, all of the dualities. Sivan is the third month of the Hebrew calendar. Three is a very important number in the Torah, as expressed by the sages, who said, "Blessed is the merciful one who gave a threefold Torah to a threefold people by the third, on the third day in the third month." The Torah has three parts: five books of Moses, the Nevi'im, the prophets, the Ketuvim, the writings. The children of Israel are composed of the priests, the Kohanim, the Levi'im, and the Israelim. Moshe is the third sibling of Aaron, Miriam, and himself. This is the meaning of the phrase, by the third. On the third day refers to the period of abstinence from marital relations. We will now read from the Torah. I'm using the Machon Mamre website. You can use the words that are on this handout, which come from there. It comes from Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, chapter 7. We're going to read from verses 24 to 29. Bayom Hashlishi Nasi Libei Zivulun Eliav Ben Chelon. On the third day, Eliav, the son of Chelon, the prince of the children of Zebulun. Verse 25. Karbano kara kesef achat shiloshim umea bishkala mizrach echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shenehem beleim so lepelula b'shemen lemincha. His offering was one silver dish. A weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Verse 26. Tafachat asara zahav. Malaya ketoret, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Par echad ben bakar ayil echad keves echad ben shenato leolam. One young bullock, one ram, one he-goat, he-lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Seir izim echad lechatat. One male of the goats for a sin offering. Verse 29. Ulzevach hashlamim bakar shenayim. Eilim chamisha atudim. Chamisha kevasim. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five ram, five he goats, five he lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. We return to the handout to step five. Where we are going to learn about these various names of Zebulun. Zebulun is the name for a male. Its origin is Hebrew. Its meaning is a habitation, the poetic form of the word for dwelling. It also means to exalt, to honor, a lofty house. Its blessing for Zebulun, he will have a commanding presence and an independent spirit. Hamelech, meaning the king, is a blessing. Tzav, he commanded. In this spelling of Sadi Vav He, it has a gematria of 101, which connects to the energy of Chesed through the name Michael, Michael. Also, when you have a hey at the end of a word in Hebrew, potentially it has the meaning of going towards command. The phrase Edon Yachidi, he who judges alone. The Shoresh is Ul, on target, the bullseye, exactly. Another Shoresh is Zivul, meaning dwelling in the poetic form. The energy verses. There are 11. 11 is a number that draws you closer to Hashem through the Ketoret, the incense offering. It also represents all of creation is in that the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. Zevulin, Zevulin, Lechov, Yamim, Yishkan, Wahu, Lechov, Anai, Bayir Kato, Al-Tzidon. Zevulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. He shall be a shore for ships, and his plank shall be upon Zidon. Ten words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. Zot Tahaya Torat Am Yisrael. Bayom Teharato Behova El Hakohe. This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest. And as we have learned, you don't become sick until you are diagnosed by a professional. In the days of the Bible, when there was leprosy, you were diagnosed by the priest, representing the insight into the spiritual world, because the priest was on a higher spiritual level than the Israeli. Zot Avadat Mishpachat Bnei Hagar Shani, Be'ohel Moed U'mashbaratam, Be'yad Itamar Ben Aharon HaKohen. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their charge shall be under the hand of Itamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Now we will connect to the name Chelon. It's a name for the male. Its origin is Hebrew, and its meaning is to be secularized. And this is a danger for those who do business, which is what one of the traits of Zebulun was. So more so the name Chalon. The word Gavul, Gavul, with a limit, the Shorish Chala, to make ill. Actually, it's Chila. Energy verses for Chalon. There are 8 verses, which means by resisting that direction of becoming secularized, one is able to attain the world that is coming. Heshbon v'kol ariya asher b'misar v'yavun uvamot v'al u'bayit v'yal me'on. Heshbon and all her cities that are in the tableland, Dibon and Bamot Baal and Bet Baal Meon. Heshbon also has the meaning of a calculation. Choma Chayu Alinu Gam Laila Gam Yomam Kol Yemi Ayutu Yotnu Amim Reim Atsan. They were a wall unto us both by night and by day. All the while we were with them, keeping the sheep. Chalev ben ba'anei v'na'atati ati ben revi v'gaba'at b'nei b'nei man. B'nei ben yamin. Eleb, the son of Ba'ana, the Netophatit. Itai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin. Tanakh verses for Eliav ben Chalon. There are 92. Is a number that connects through the gematria of the word amen plus the kolel. 91 plus the kolel. 92 connects to the unity of the spiritual with the physical.
Ela b'nei atzor v'lahen uzun wizun v'yaken.
These are the children of Ezer, Bilhan and Zaavan and Akan.
Ela b'nei Dishan, Os v'Aren.
These are the children of Dishan, Uz and Aran.
Aluf Achliavama, Aluf Ela Aluf Dinan.
The word Aluf is usually being translated as chief, It's the only place in the Bible when you see the word aluf, it really has a deeper meaning that we don't truly understand. It has a spiritual meaning. Because if you parse the word or look at the letters, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, and Pei, Sofit, the Pei represents the mouth. The Vav is a connecting word of and. And El has a meaning, Aleph, Lamed is a name of God, connecting to wisdom, to Chokmah. But it also has the meaning of a joining word. But in this case, when we would be parsing the letters, we would be saying L and a mouth. So the idea that Eliab ben Chelon is the mouth to wisdom. More than likely the mouth to bring wisdom to the other nations because of his interaction with the other nations in the context of doing business, seafaring, and so forth. The sixth step. The consciousness of Eliab was that of a king because the tribe of Issachar is considered the king of the Torah. But we're talking about Zebulun, so what are we talking about Nathanael from the Midrash? And it's because Zebulun supplied the parnassah, the sustenance for his brother Issachar. So he received the same status as his brother Issachar. He was a king. He's considered the king of the Torah. The two brothers are two halves of the same coin. It's something, it's part of the duality of the month of Sivan. The silver bowl is like a sea, where Zebulun would have his land at the seashore and his trade. It was also the only place that the sea snail that becomes the dye of Tehelet, the blue color, is right along the seashore of Zebulun. The word bowl is a food that he gave to Issachar, as the one who provides the means to do good is higher than the one who does good. Zebulun and Issachar were brothers on many levels. One level was their agreement to share Issachar's Torah study in exchange for Zebulun providing Issachar physical well-being. 130 shekels. Eliab thought of the 200 members of the tribe of Issachar, his partner, who became members of the Sanhedrin. 200 is equal to 130 plus 70. The bowl was 130 shekels, and the basin was 70 shekels. And this was his consciousness in bringing these items. In addition, the basin of 70 shekels was like the land where Issachar, his partner, would have his land to study Torah. And also the wine that Zebulun gave to Issachar as his support to study Torah. And these are all code words built into the Midrash that we need to learn those code words primarily from the Zohar. the ladle of 10 shekels. The ladle relates to Jacob's blessing for Zebulun, because Jacob's blessing to Zebulun has 10 words. One young bull is an oleh, a burnt offering, alludes to Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar. One ram, this alludes to Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar. A sheep in the first year, this alludes to Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar. A male goat as a sin offering, this alludes to Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar. The peace offering of 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle refers to the 2 seas, one for Zebulun, the physical Mediterranean Sea, and one for Issachar, the Sea of Torah. The 3 species of animal refers to the 3 items that Moshe alluded to in his blessing. The purple fish alluded to by the word sifun, the pickled fish alluded to by the word timun, and the white glass alluded to by the word chol in Moshe's blessings. There were 5 of each to relate to the 5 words in the blessing of the brothers' partnership by Moshe. It is good to put aside 13 coins this day. And after we are complete, we will not be doing it because we don't really have the time to do it today for all, but sometime during today, it is good to read the mana portion. These links on this handout may not be working, but you can find it on the Unique Astrological Times link. This is the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a good day and remind you, do read and study the mana portion today. Shalom to all.
Did you say the mana portion?
Yes, you have a question? Go ahead.
No, I'm asking, did you say the mana, M-A-N-N-A, mana portion?
Yes.
On the Unique Astrological.
It's on the Astrological Signs link.
Okay.
It's above the handout. It's it's in the Parsha Beshalach, is where you'll find it on the Unique Astrological Times link.
Okay. Thank you very
Shalom
much.
Shalom to all.
Shalom to all.
Shalom, and thank you.
Thank you.
Good
show.
Good show.